Susan Kuklee from the Mountaintop Progressives. That must mean that you're on a mountaintop somewhere. You, this Friday, April 22nd, good stuff to celebrate Earth Day and to honor Mother Earth. Susan, could you just introduce yourself, who the Mountaintop Progressives are and what you're doing this Friday?
Well, it's actually not this Friday. Earth Day is celebrated on April 22nd now. It started in 1970, but it's recognized internationally as April 22nd. And Monday, April 22nd, 1 to 4 p.m. It's at the Ritzewinkle Lake in the center of the village of Tannersville. And it is sponsored by the Mountaintop Organization. We're the environment committee, which is under the auspices of that, and our team of five new friends have been really busy organizing all this in 1 month, and it's going to happen regardless of the weather. We're going to clean up the confluence of the lake and the beach park around the boathouse and pavilion. So the boathouse will be available for indoor, if we need to, and that's nice, but there will be a covered pavilion there. It exists, and we'll have a number of regional environmental organizations providing literature and greeting the guests and talking about what they, got to do there. We'll have potted plants as gifts to give to the first 10 participants. The County Soil and Water Conservation District.
Mm-hmm.
We have projects, which include building a solar pizza oven and making an under-the-sink plastic compost container and a scavenger hunt for rubber ducks, home-baked goods, and a food truck. We're having music. So it's kind of like a festival because that's what the idea was, celebrate the Earth. Earth Day was invented about taking responsibility for it and also celebrating it. So you have to have music, right?
Absolutely, you got to have music.
So we're going to have at 1 o'clock. We're going to have the High Peak Drummers, which is a local group of women, and we're going to jam. But we're also inviting your participation. So bring an instrument. And actually, on the grounds there, the park are these installed percussion instruments that are like, it's not like a swing or a seesaw, but it's like that. They're installed in the grounds there, so there's instruments like that to play. And at 2 o'clock, a local historian, Jim Plank, and he's a journalist as well, will be singing his own music and playing guitar. 3 p.m., Ed Nislawski, who's a flautist and a saxophone player from the Demon Billings Farmstead, it's a living historical site in Newark Valley, New York, will make music with a focus on meditation, healing, and enjoyment. Some of the tables that are there under the pavilion will be manned by folks from the Hunter Foundation. And do you know the Hunter Foundation has a greenhouse in Tannersville now?
I did not know that.
This is a large complex that is so exciting. They're just now growing green leaf things and selling them to local eateries, and it will become a public access for people to purchase at their market and garden stand, which will open in the latter part of the summer. And the Hunter Foundation will be one of the tables talking about their activities. Then the Scenic Byways Committee, which is an organization that's also a nationally, recognized as state and scenic roadways. Mountaintop Arboretum with a master gardener to speak to us people. Peace Village is the Brahma Kumaris Retreat Center in Haines Falls, and they will have a table, and they will have growing seeds, peace peas in the world seeds.
Awesome.
Yeah, and the people can take them home. And the Platte Cove community of the Bruderhof will have a table, and they'll be helping with one of the projects. Did I say to dress sensibly? Waterproof boots and warm clothes?
Good idea.
Home-baked goods and a food truck? Yeah, so that's the day.
That sounds awesome.
They can arrive anytime they want, and they can do what they want. You know, if they don't want to clean up, they don't have to, but that is the thrust of it. I mean, it is a threefold idea, to clean up the lake area and the confluence of those creeks, the Gooseberry and the Sawmill Creek.
Good stuff right there. If you could, Susan, just tell me once again exactly the time of it starts and the address or location in Tannersville where this Earth Day event will be happening.
Right. Tannersville is quite small. You come down 23A, which is the main street highway in town, and you turn on South Main Street, which is at the top of the hill before you enter into the village. And the lake is just at the bottom of that hill, about an eighth of a mile.
And when do you start?
From 1 to 4.
1 to 4.
Yeah, it's going to be happening regardless of the weather. Like I said, we pulled this all together for the reason to, you know, educate our public and include our community in understanding that the you know, waterways and the arteries, they're like arteries and veins of our Earth body. And it's really important that we're responsible to keeping it healthy and our landscapes healthy. So it, you know, it's about cleaning up and understanding the landscape of our Earth and have creative fun.
This sounds absolutely awesome, Susan. So just is there a sense of urgency that you're feeling with the crisis of the Earth right now? And are you positive? Are you feeling like optimistic about the future with what's happening right now with sort of the assault on Mother Earth coming from all sorts of sides? Do you think that our leadership in this current day and age is capable of stepping up to the plate and protecting our mother, or is it up to the people or both?
There you go. You just said it. You can't. So the Mountaintop Progressives is a local grassroots group, and it is about community and residents and our own local people communicating and socializing and coming together as a force because of family and community. And that's what I think is positive. I can't speak for all the mess down there in that other region of the country, and yeah. Dismal. But if we can speak to each other, our neighbors, be just part of our, you know, our neighborhood and our local areas. And the mountaintops are separated because they're, you know, hamlets and there's space between. It's not, you know, easy to get around. So some of the things that the Mountaintop Progressives is actually working on, like our committee came together and we just are really having a blast working together, these five people. And the MTP, Mountaintop Progressives, are working on, they have other committees. There's, you know, the opioid group, and there's a group getting together who are talking about and looking into senior services and transportation. We have election politics stuff going on, too, and we've hosted forums for the Democratic candidates. You know, all of them came and talked and Wyndham last summer, and there's movies that we sponsor about the Jews. There was a collection for the hurricane last fall in Texas, and there we collected a lot of equipment and supplies. We've been having meetings monthly at Hensonville Town Hall on the third Tuesday of the month.
That sounds exciting.
So the MTP, we're only 17 months old, and we are working in our communities by committee.
Cool. Well, Susan, we have a question here for you from someone who just walked in the studio. Do you have a question? Comment? Earth Day's coming up on Sunday. Are you going to Tannersville?
Awesome. I was listening on the way. Some kind of cleanup at a lake.
Yeah, they're cleaning up the Sawkill?
No, it's the lake is the Rip Van Winkle Lake, and it's the Sawmill and the Gooseberry Creeks.
Okay, got that right. Okay.
Right here in town. So you can walk to the lake from 23A, the village center there, if you want to go back and, you know, get something to eat in one of the little boutique restaurants we have or whatever. It's easy to do that, too.
Great. That's so great. Susan, thank you so much. This has been really awesome to hear your plans up in Tannersville this Sunday, April 22nd, Earth Day. The Mountaintop Progressives and others are putting on a fantabulous event from 1 to 4 p.m. down there in Tannersville. So, Susan, anything else you want to share for contact info or anything?
You can contact us at the Mountaintop. Our address is MT Top Progressives New York at Gmail.
Beautiful.
Mountain is MT.
MT.
Okay.
And it's all one word.
Yep.
MT and then T O P Progressives New York at Gmail. Or you can call me 589-1049. And look forward to a compost facility up here working with the Hunter Foundation in the future.
Okay.
And all sorts of other things.
Yeah.
Great, Susan. So once again, Susan Kuklee, Mountaintop Progressives. You can call her directly at 518-589-1049. Susan, it's been a real pleasure. Thank you so much. We'd love to have you back again. And
I'd like to come back and report how it went.
That awesome. Would be great. That would be great.
Right there in your studio. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you so much. You take care. Enjoy the rest of your day.